89HAY Mobile. Good morning there, Tom. How's it going? Heading to work, I gather, huh? Or heading home from work? Heading home. Yeah, I just remembered that you work nights now. So how's your day going? Well, not too bad. As long as I've had it, I got the tractor I'm in at the end of August, and the whole time I've had it, it's just been a dog. And ridiculously slow, had a real hard time even holding the speed limit. And if there's any kind of incline, I was having to slow down to about 40. And talked to the mechanic, he said, "Oh, it's just the way it is." And it went into one of our regional shops last week to get some PMI done, and lo and behold, I had a hole in my intercooler and was getting no turbo pressure, so they fixed that up for me and got it back day before last, and it's, things are good now. I can actually do the speed limit, so it was, this is my second night being able to maintain speed, and it's much more comforting to not be doing, you know, 50, 55 miles an hour on the interstate. Oh, that's good. I'm glad they got it fixed for you. What kind of tractor do you have? It's a 2021 Kenworth T680.
So you like it quite a bit now that it's fixed?
Yeah, we got Max, Freightliners, and the Kenworths, and I really don't like the Freightliners, and I'm partial to the Kenworths we have, and I'm bottom of the barrel when it comes to seniority right now, so I kind of got to take what's given to me, and now that that's fixed, I probably wouldn't pick another tractor that we have, so it's nice and that works out.
That's the old freight shaker. You got to love it.
Yeah, and the vast majority of our tractors are single axle, and those, they're all Freightliner Cascadias, and they ride extremely rough, and it's pretty bad, and that's part of the reason why I'm not a big fan of them. The other thing is I've spent a whole lot more time in the Kenworth. I have probably 32,000 miles since I started in July, and I would say 99% of them were all in Kenworth, so if I get in one of the other tractors, I struggle to know where all the buttons and stuff are, so I'd just assume stay in one of them.
You get used to a certain configuration and it gets hard to change. Hey, on the FD70, would you happen to know what the wattage is on high power?
Should be 5 watts. I'm pretty sure all the ASUS HTs are 5 watts. For sure on 2 meters, 5 watts. I don't know if it's any less on 70 centimeters. Some of them are.
Well, I'm on it right now in the living room, and I was able to hit the valve for repeater, so got a signal report that I was coming in good and clear, so pretty happy about that.
Yeah, the valve machines are pretty good. There's that T20 repeater that's over there in Valpo. I don't have any kind of significant T20 equipment. I have a couple HTs that'll do like a watt and a half on it. And I can open up the repeater with those from over here. And I can get the GMRS repeater too with an HT. I got a base station for GMRS now, but before I had that, I was able to get in over there with an HT.
I think you would be impressed with my shack now. I got a desk for a very good price. It was free. 5 foot wide, 2 foot deep, and 2 inches short of 5 foot tall. So I'm getting my shack together, collaborating and everything on that desk, and it's cleared up some space because I was able to lower those two tables in the shack. I took the roll-up desk to get it there and making some more room for sure.
Well, good. Glad you got that figured out. Yeah, that's on the long list of things for me to get done too. I really like my desk, but it's definitely not very big. By the time I have once I started doing radio stuff, I had to get a riser to put my computer monitor on, just to have enough room between the monitor and the keyboard. And I have a stack of radios over in the corner of the desk. It's got my FTD X10 on the bottom, and then the 991 on top of that, and then my GMRS radio on top of that. And I would like to have a little bit more room. Anything I'm working on project-wise, I have a TV tray that I sit next to me to work on it, and I'd like to find something like an L-shaped desk with some cabinets and shelves and stuff above it. But it seems to be you can find them cheap or free on classified and whatnot. You just have to wait until the right time that one pops up.
It's bulky, and I had a guy come out with me and help me out. I had to take it partially apart to get it into the shack, but it's set up nicely now, and it's really working out well. I'm glad I got that find, and just paid for the fuel to get the steam zone back, and it was a well worth the trip, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's always good when you can find free stuff. Earlier in the spring, my wife and I found this beautiful solid wood entertainment center, and at the time we were setting up we had an extra bedroom, and my wife wanted to set up a room to have a TV in it, and so she could do her sewing and crocheting and watch TV and stuff like that. So we went and picked it up. It was in the subdivision over there off 6. I think it was still a Westville address, but anyway. Beautiful piece of furniture, and it was huge, and ended up getting it into the house, and couldn't make the turn to get it into the room, so it ended up sitting in the garage for about 6 months, and finally we got it moved into my parents' house. They took it, but I was pretty upset that we couldn't fit it. Like I said, it was a real nice piece of furniture.
I wouldn't have been able to get it in the shack unless I was able to partially take it apart. Like I said, it's huge, 5 foot wide, 2 foot deep, and 2 inches short of 5 foot tall, so it's a big piece of furniture, but it really accommodates everything, so I'm glad I was able to find that and go get it. Actually, somebody was going to pick it up, but they never did, so I guess it just was meant to be, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm sure I'll probably find one here in the coming months when the weather's terrible. It always seems to work out that you got to move furniture around when there's snow on the ground or it's raining or some kind of precipitation going on and it gets all soaking wet.
I can remember when we helped out our son in Tennessee, pouring down rain. Oh boy, we got drenched.
Yeah, I've got lucky. I've only moved 3 or 4 times in my life, and never have used an actual enclosed moving van. It's always been, you know, a buddy's trailer or my trailer or you know, some kind of open trailer. And I've been on some pretty tight schedules on having to get stuff out, and it's always worked out where I could use an open trailer. But I know I've helped a ton of buddies that have had to move stuff, and it every time I do it, it's either, you know, 100 degrees or raining.
Hey, either one extreme or the other, right?
Yeah, I guess that's just what you get in Northwest Indiana.
Yeah, it's the old edge. If you don't like the weather, just wait a little bit.
89HAY. Yeah, it is getting pretty cold down there for your son. I know I have a buddy that's he's in West Central Florida, and apparently this big dip of Arctic air was going all the way down into Florida, and he said it was supposed to get down to about 40 down there one of the nights, and people down there were all losing their minds. He said every time it gets cold down there, they have iguanas in the trees, and when it gets that cold, they they, I guess for lack of a better term, just pass out and fall out of the trees, and there's all kinds of big old lizards dropping out of the sky everywhere.
Well, that's pretty funny, raining lizards.
Yeah, I've been down there quite a few times. I've never seen iguanas, though. My grandpa used to live in Central Florida and lived for a while in Sebring, a little while in Lake Placid. And there was always lizards running around. I always said that it was, instead of mice, they have these itty-bitty little lizards, and it was always a pain trying to keep them from running the house when the door came open. But, yeah, I've never seen any of the big iguanas.
So is it like geckos or something like that?
I think their name is actually like a gnoll, A-N-O-L or A-N-O-L-E is what they're called. They're not a, like geckos, you know, are kind of slimy or sticky. They're completely dry, like almost like a desert reptile. But the big ones are probably 5 or 6 inches, and they do the thing where if their tail falls off, or it, something grabs them by their tail will fall off and they'll regrow a new one. So if one got in the house, you try and catch it, you know, step on the tail so it didn't run away or whatever, it would just, the tail would pop off and it would keep on going.
So sort of like a chameleon. Chameleons do that too.
Yeah, I had a, whatever the kind of lizard they are, I had one when I was real young, 5 or 6. There used to be a tropical fish store over in Rolling Prairie, not too far from where we lived, and we'd go in there pretty often. We had a great big fish tank, and for whatever reason, they had a batch of these lizards in there one day, and we got one, and it was kind of cool. We found them crickets, and you'd put different kind of foliage and sticks and stuff in the terrarium with them, and he'd kind of change colors to match it. It was kind of neat to watch.
That would be a chameleon.
You out Ubering today?
Today's Thursday. I just Uber on my Tuesday and Wednesday.
Judging by the way the sky looks, it should be a pretty nice day. I think we're supposed to get up into the upper 50s or maybe even 60 Friday and Saturday. So I've got a ton of work to do out in the yard. I haven't done anything with Miley's, and I have to take care of my parents' yard too. And I was hoping to wait close to Thanksgiving, and then saw there was snow coming, and a couple chances I've got to do it. It was raining on the weekend, so I'm hoping that all the snow melts and I can maybe get some of them up this weekend.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a nice one. Like I said, I plan on getting a line up in the tree and get my HF going. Too busy during the summer that should then take time to do it. So now that we're in down season, I've got a little bit more time and do some more radio stuff.
Yeah, that'll be good. Able to have something to do when the weather turns cold. But I just pulled in the driveway, Tom, so I'm 673, and we'll talk to you later. 89 UMY, 89 HUY, I'll be clearing your file.
Oh, I got plenty to do. We switch from outdoor stuff to indoor stuff, so never an issue having things to do when you're a homeowner. Well, pleasure talking to you again, Hayden. You have yourself a wonderful day. 73T, 89 UMY.
KAAUTV listening.
Me too, NADAF Mobile 9.
Well, the noise seems to have gone away. Interesting.
It wasn't anything I did. I didn't do it.
I'm innocent. Good morning, Miss Mary.
She says, good morning.
It's going to be a great day.
We hope so.
this is WHMEL.
W9DLP, bubble. Listening.
This is W8MEL.
Sure.